Radio Free Readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Welcome and thank you for tuning in here at Radio Free Redoubt. God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots tuning in right now to the voice of the American Redoubt. God bless you all across the free zones in the American Redoubt and all of you outside the wire in occupied territory. You're in our thoughts and our prayers. I know I keep hearing from so many of you that you're making the move. You're getting ready to take the gap. You're getting ready to strategically relocate your families and or businesses to the free zones, Eastern Washington, Idaho, Montana, Wyoming, and in some cases, even Eastern Oregon. That's Patriot territory there, but boy, we'd love to wake the Patriots up in Eastern Oregon more, but they are alive and well. In Eastern Washington, Liberty State is building momentum. It's growing so quickly. It's so encouraging that if you have not done so, I want to encourage you to go to libertystate.org. If you haven't done so already, I know there's not a lot happening there right now, but there is a lot going on behind the scenes. If you go to the news tab at libertystate.org, there is a video of Representative Matt Shea's presentation in Colville in January. I want to encourage you to share that video with all of your friends, especially if you are in formerly Eastern Washington. In the state of Liberty, please pass that far and wide. Now, somebody was saying, I went to the site and I want to support it, but I'm not really seeing anything happening there. Well, okay, first of all, remember, this is an extremely new endeavor. It is just now getting off the ground. A year ago, it was a concept. It was a dream. And then it started to become an actual concept. Now it is practically being applied. I mean, in the practical sense, action is being taken. There have been several presentations done already. One, two, three. Only three presentations in these communities. And yes, they've been small rural communities so far, but there are several other speaking engagements lined up where the committee and Representative Matt Shea and Mark Herr from the Center for Self-Governance are all going to be traveling to these different communities to give presentations on the Liberty State or the 51st State presentation. And those are going to begin to be added to the calendar of events. So that's why we also want you to check the website there as well. Now, there are county captains heading up the effort in 11 counties. So it's halfway there. It's what, 19 or 20? I think there's 20 counties in Eastern Washington. And so half of those now have county captains that are beginning the very beginning process of developing their teams, motivating them to action. There is a county resolution that is being refined right now that many elected officials and county commissioners have pledged their support for Liberty State. They will be signing that resolution saying they stand with it and they're going to strive to be part of that effort to break away from Western Washington. So you're about to see a lot of momentum really pick up, and we're excited to be a part of that. We're going to try to get that video. It's a great kind of a bedrock video for you to get in front of people. And that should be, I'm going to talk to the website developers and see what we can do about getting that more prominently displayed on the main front of the main page. When you first get there, there it is. And we'll see what comes of that. But also the store is almost done. That's going to be up and running where you can, of course, you can always crowdfund. There's a crowdfunding link to help support it, and your support's needed there. And for the flags have been produced. They're taking orders on those as well. But the store where you'll be able to order the bumper stickers and T-shirts and really get the messaging out there. We're going to need everybody out there with a Liberty State sticker on your vehicle or on whatever, your flag flying at your business, the stickers on your place of business, when all that's about ready to just launch. So we're really excited about that. Now, if you're not aware of anything going on in your county and you would love to host or help facilitate a Liberty State presentation in your county, in your community, then get a hold of them using the contact page at libertystate.org and say, hey, we want to begin the process of getting a Liberty State team in our county. There may already be one that you're not aware of, and we'll put you in touch with those people if there is. And if not, then we will work with you to help you get a team up and running to help get that done. So it's a work in progress. So your patience, please, is just the very infancy stages. We're in this for the long haul. Remember, nothing happened in 6 months with the founding fathers. That was an accumulation of, you know, 2 decades of work and setbacks. And eventually we had an amazing country, right? Of course, we're not talking about declaring independence from the United States. What we're trying to do is break free from the chains and the bondage and the tyranny from Western Washington. And with your help, we can get that done. It is a possibility. Don't say, oh, I really support it, but it'll never happen. It'll never happen if you just keep sucking your thumb and you don't get involved and make it happen. 73 to 75% of the people on this side of the Cascades support Liberty State. Now, how many people I've run into saying, oh my gosh, that would be just amazing, but it'll never happen. Well, I just want to slap them. But, you know, being the Christian guy that I am, got to make sure there's no witnesses. So stop talking like that. Get in the fight. Get ready to get in. Roll up your sleeves. Make something happen. Come on. Where's the sand? Where's the grit? That's what we need. Now, in the American Redoubt, what is the American Redoubt? It's a redoubt. What is a redoubt? That is a safe haven, a refuge. It is a defensible fallback position. It's a place of refuge where you can regroup, strengthen yourselves, and get ready for the second wave of the adversary that's coming at you. That's what a redoubt is, right? Now, we're not just talking about armies and battles and weapons. We're talking about the political fight, the ideological fight that we're in. Well, how did Carthage fall? How did Troy fall? How did these major cities fall? They were infiltrated. Somehow, in many cases, the enemy got inside the gates, right? Well, we have them here. And you guys cannot come here from California, cannot come here from Illinois, from Colorado, from Seattle, from Portland, California, wherever, and just check out and say, oh, it's so free here. This is wonderful. I don't have to do anything now. No more liberals. That's not true. They're right here. They're right under your nose. And they are getting ready to take away, to pull the carpet right out from under you. They're very emotionally driven people, and they're very passionate about changing. Well, here's one candidate right here. In over in North Idaho, liberal candidate running who says she is going to work to change Idaho. Change Idaho? What is Idaho? Change it from what? If you're going to change Idaho from a political perspective, ideological perspective, then what is Idaho now? It is conservative. It is very strong to the right, leaning politically, very conservative socially, fiscally, politically. Kootenai County is the reddest county in the reddest state in the country. And they are working diligently to try to take that down. They want to change Idaho. When they say change Idaho, that means they want to change it from what it is now. And what is it right now? It is conservative, overwhelmingly Christian, patriot base. And of course, thank the Lord, there are mass amounts of people that are very conservative Christian people that are flooding into the state of Idaho. Idaho is the fastest growing state now. Did you know that? Overwhelmingly, they are conservative people. They're fleeing areas where they're just are tired of being oppressed by those on the left. Well, the left, they want to bring the fight here. They say respect others' cultures, right? But they don't want to respect the culture if it is a conservative, mostly Christian culture. Then it must be changed. They can't respect that. But when you go into any other culture, you're supposed to respect their culture and conform to it. And of course, then when we bring Muslims into these rural conservative communities, they don't have to assimilate and become Americans. You have to adapt and accommodate foreigners, those with foreign gods, those with foreign laws, completely foreign cultures, and you're supposed to adapt to that. Because if you're going to hold to your culture, conservative Christian culture, well, that's just intolerant and you're going to have to change. Well, you know what? Not going to happen. Here in the American Redoubt, we are going to stand for our heritage. We're going to stand for our beliefs, our Christian values, the heritage that our country was built on, and the ideals that it was built on. And we're going to fight for it. But listen to this. Listen to this inspired young woman who's passionate about coming to change Idaho.
I am going to work so hard to win this election, because I love Idaho so much. And the future of our state depends on compassionate and authentic leadership. When I see the events taking place around the country, like we see in Charlottesville, or perpetrated by our own administration to normalize racism and sexism, I know that it is time for me right now to stand up and run for office.
Yeah, so there you go. Our friends in Idaho, Rebecca Schroeder, that's the one to take out. I am going to work so hard also to make sure that you never hold any political office in the American Redoubt anywhere. I'm going to help my friends in Idaho defeat you. I'm going to find out who your opponent is, and I am going to throw every bit of my support into them, because this drivel has no place in the American Redoubt, in the free zones. She gave that speech on the first year anniversary of the Women's March of 2017. You remember last year, the foul mouth, disgusting, vile, hateful, sexist comments that were given by all the speech givers of all of those women's marches. It was reviling. It was repulsive. And they're celebrating. She gives on the 1 year anniversary of that. You'd think that they would want to distance themselves from an event like that with so much hate being spewed. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So she picks that day to give this speech talking about how hard she's going to work for Idaho because she loves it so much. What do you love about it? What? Because it's the mountains, the beauty of it. Because there's beautiful mountains in California. Why don't you go back to California, wherever you came from, and where you're going to fit right in there. You'd be a shoe-in. Now, it's encouraging to know that in Idaho, she's going to just get smoked like a cheap cigar. She's so heavily outnumbered demographically. She won't survive this campaign. She's going to spend a whole lot of money, but they are going to keep trying and trying and trying. And you know what? They're going to start slipping through. They're going to start slipping through the cracks. Why? Because you conservatives think you got it made it so good, have it made so good that you will not get in the fight. And you know where you're going to lose this fight? You're going to lose it in the primaries. In the primaries, not the general elections. This is what's happening. People like this. Now, she's okay. I mean, it was just, isn't that disgusting? I mean, she takes what's happened, the racial divide and everything, and says that these things were perpetrated by our own administration, meaning Trump, right? That they're normalizing racism and sexism. That is communist mantra. That's communist revolutionary mantra. They are the ones that are perpetuating the division and the polarization based on race, based on class, based on gender. It's like divide them everywhere that you possibly can. That's their mantra. I mean, a women's march. Okay, separating women from men. All right, it's a us versus them mentality, rich versus poor, black versus white, us versus them. That is their strategy. So, I mean, that's just repulsive to think that this administration perpetuated the racial violence when I believe, if I'm not mistaken, it was the previous administration led by the president who will not be named, who came before, who was the one who perpetuated the racism and threw gasoline on the fire everywhere he could, starting with Ferguson. That's where it came from. So anyway, you've got your marching orders, and guess what? You've got a fight on your hands, patriots. You've got to step up to the task. It's coming. You can just let them come in and take it away from you, or you can fight for it. Now, this dogmatic woman here, using her emotional, it's not even arguments. It's just emotionalism, falsely laying blame at the feet of the wrong people in order to get herself elected to advance a progressive agenda. And she's not the only one. The American Redoubt is full of them, especially in Idaho, because it is such a epicenter of conservative, patriot, demographic groups of people, and they want to tear that down. If they can make advancements there, they can win pretty much anywhere. But this woman will not survive this election campaign. She's going to lose, and she's going to spend a lot of money doing it. This is where they're going to win. Someone like her, maybe a few years ago, but now is developing a different strategy. And what they're doing is they're changing to Republicans. And many of the Republicans have been compromised themselves. They're sellouts. You have to compromise or to get anything done. So we've compromised ourselves right to the edge of the cliff, with our heels hanging over the edge of the cliff, because we've compromised, because it's the only way you can get things done. And compromising to them means you give up ground and they never do. So here we are. We're going to have a leftist Republican run against a conservative Republican in the primaries. And this is where you guys are losing. This is where we are losing the primaries. The primaries are coming up. You know, there's election season coming up this year. This is where I'm going to hammer this home until you're sick of hearing me say it. You need to get off your behinds, and you need to get into the primaries, because the left knows this. They are going to be pumping all kinds of money into the left-leaning Republican in the primaries, so much so that that's who you're going to vote for, those of you who show up. Because the fact is that most people in the primaries, they have a 15 to 22% voter turnout in the primaries. 15 to 22% of you are showing up in the primaries, and it's the leftists that are pouring all the campaign money into the left-leaning Republican. So you're totally oblivious. You're out riding your motorcycle or four-wheelers or shooting guns or reloading or counting your food supply or whatever you were doing. You were watching your kid's soccer game while the primaries were going on. In the general election, that's when you show up and you do your civic duty and you vote for the Republican. And you walk away proud of yourself, like you've done your duty, when you have not. You failed, because a left-leaning Republican that is going to sell you out when the legislation is in session is going to be compromising your freedoms and your liberties away, and compromising your wallet away. And you're going to be sitting there scratching your head, wondering why they're not doing what you sent them to do. Because you didn't do your job. You've got to get engaged, patriots. The primaries are coming up. Learn your candidates. This is one of the things that I'm really pushing hard for in Liberty State, the county captains, to develop voter guides for their counties, so you know who to vote for, and get yourselves out there in the primaries. That's where we're losing our country, right there. Guarantee it. All right, now we're going to show a contrast when we come back in just a minute. I want to let you listen to a speech from a delegate who is more like what we should be hearing, talking about gun control. Instead of emotionalism, he's actually using facts to lay out an argument in response to this frenzy of self-disarmament. that's going on in the country and the arguments from the left related to that. Stay right there. This is Radio Free Redoubt.
Is it too much to ask that we fulfill these obligations of citizenship? If we think so, we should read again the history of the founding of this nation and consider the hardships of the people who made possible our freedom. They felt that no challenge was too great if freedom was at stake. That spirit carried them on. It created for us the foundation of our great heritage. We have seen it flare up and burn brightly in every national emergency, on the battlefields and at home. The socialists, the communists, and their followers would like to see the American spirit extinguished. If each of us will rise to the occasion, if every citizen, young and old, will accept the challenge of his citizenship, then the socialists and communists and their followers will not prevail, and America will go on toward the fulfillment of her great world destiny.
Dr. Clifton L. Gaines, Jr. was our instructor. This is a continuing series based on the unique political and economic system which has made America great.
Welcome back to Radio Free Redoubt. I want to thank our sponsor for this segment, Riverfront Suites. Go to riverfrontsuites.com to learn more about the beautiful little place in St. Mary's, Idaho, on the sleepy St. Joe River. The weather is breaking. It's a great time to get out, have a little road trip, have a place to go on the weekend. Check them out, riverfrontsuites.com. And also want to thank our sponsors for the last segment. I apologize for not mentioning it. Works Holsters. Works Custom Holsters, WERKZ.com for your custom holster needs, made right here in the American Redoubt with a lifetime guarantee. Now, the next one I want to show you is very cool. This is a Virginia delegate, Nick Freitas, who gave a speech on the floor of the House of Delegates just on the 2nd, on March 2nd. Beautiful. Nailed it. This is the kind of stuff that we need to hear being spoken from our elected officials in the American Redoubt. Of course, legislatures are winding down or over now, but listen to this. Tell me if this isn't encouraging to you and what we need more of.
If you're wondering, the other reason why we can't have an honest debate over this one is because, quite frankly, I don't think any of us on this side of the aisle believe you when you say that's all you want to do. It'll be bump stocks, it'll be background checks, then it'll be different kind of background checks that register the guns. Then after that, it'll be we need to ban assault weapons. What's an assault weapon? Something that looks scary. Then after that, it'll be semi-automatic rifles. After that, it'll be semi-automatic handguns. Then it'll be revolvers, shotguns. Because when the policies fail to produce the results you are promising to your constituents, you'll be back with more reasons on why we've got to infringe on Second Amendment rights. The other reason why it's really difficult to have an honest and open debate about this is because of this, members of this body comparing members on this side of the aisle to Nazis. Members on the other side of the aisle saying that when a 24-year-old teacher gets up and says that the whole debate is between the Second Amendment or her life, that's a false dilemma. And quite frankly, one of the ones that I found the most offensive, along with being compared to Nazis, was being compared to segregationists. I just want to remind everyone someone very quickly. It was not our party that supported slavery, that fought women's suffrage, that rounded up tens of thousands of Asian Americans and put them in concentration camps, that supported Jim Crow, that supported segregation, or supported mass resistance. That wasn't our party. That was the Democrat Party. Now, I'm thrilled that Democrats no longer believe that, and I don't believe that a single current member of this body who is a Democrat ever believe those things, but I would really appreciate it if every time you want to make a powerful point, you don't project the sins, the atrocities, and the injustices that the Democratic Party perpetrated on others onto us. So if we want to have an open and honest debate, I am all for that. Let's do that. But it does start with a certain degree of mutual respect. It starts with a certain degree of not assuming that the only reason why we believe in the Second Amendment is because the NRA paid us off. Well, if that's the sort of logic you want to use, Why don't you go take a look at how much money the NRA spends and how much money Planned Parenthood spends? Because when I get up here and I talk about abortion, I don't assume that you're all bought and paid for by Planned Parenthood. I don't assume you're horrible people because I disagree with you on a policy position. I assume you have deep convictions and that we can have an argument and a debate about it. But if you're not willing to reciprocate that level of respect, well, don't be surprised when it becomes more difficult to talk about these things. Because there is a lot that we can do, and there is a lot that we need to do to ensure the security of our children and our citizens. But yes, we are going to have a problem with so-called solutions which infringe on people's liberty under the promise the government will provide for their security. Because ultimately, in this last school shooting, we had a perfect example of government being engaged over 30 times and still failing to provide security for those students. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
There, try to tell me that's not encouraging. Don't you want to hear your elected officials talking like that? Standing up to them, standing their ground. That needs to happen. That needs to happen a lot more. But that's not going to happen. You're not going to hear your elected officials talk like that if you don't get the right ones in. And if you sit it out, if you don't step up during the primaries to make sure the right Republican or conservative candidate is there in place, it doesn't have to be a Republican. But I contend that it cannot be a Democrat. Anybody who aligns themselves with a party, you can't say I'm a member of the Communist Party, but I'm not like those other. I'm a conservative. I'm a capitalistic communist. No, if you call yourself a Democrat, once we see their platform and we see what they stand for, you cannot in good conscience support them. Not if you're a patriot. Anyway, more, lots more. We're going to talk about Sightlanders and the South African genocide that's coming tomorrow night on Radio Free Redoubt at 8 p.m. for our weekly podcast. Don't miss it. We've got lots of updates to bring you. You guys have a blessed rest of the weekend. I'm John Jacob Schmidt. My name is your name, too. God bless.